You are listening to Huda Recordings.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah we will continue our last class in this course, crash course about the sects in Islam and the history of these groups. And yesterday we were talking about Shia. And as I told you, Shia been divided to several groups, and they are different levels, some of them so extreme to the extent that they claim that some of their leaders is prophet or God or part of God or things like that. And some of them were not that extreme. And I told you that some scholars such as Al-Alusi said they are 70 themselves, there are 70 groups. The Shias themselves divided on themselves 70 groups. And some said less than that. And I told you also yesterday that this belief is very famous these days, especially the group I'm talking about today, which is one group from these groups and sects, which is Al-Imamiyya Al-Ithnay Ashriya. Today only we are going to talk about, or in this course, we're talking about one group among the Shia, which is the group of Al-Imamiyya, the Shia, which is today well known as a Shia, Al-Imamiyya. Inshallah, we'll know what it means, what these words means, Al-Imamiyya or Al-Ithnay Ashriya. Also, I mentioned a very important point yesterday, that these people are not just a few people in the Muslim world. As I told you, Al-Khomeini said, or in one of his speech, there is more than 200 million Shi'i in the world. And for sure, today there are more than that, if that number was right, because Shia, they have this habit that they married a lot and they got a lot of children. Yani every Shi'i I have seen in my life, he has a lot of children. Yani some of them has 24 kids and he is only 30s, yani 39 or 40 maybe. And already he had this much of children. They marry very early, and they marry yani more than one, and they got a lot of kids. And this is something they believe in it because they want to increase their numbers among the Muslims. So the number of Shia in the Muslims world today are not a few number. Oh, this is one of the reasons that these people are so many among us. Also, a lot of people been yani filled in the Shia's traps, which is they always shows that they have no difference between them and us. The difference only in the small issues. Like you, Ahlul Sunnah, when you pray, you put your hand in your right hand and your left hand. We just put our hand yani beside, on the sides. When we pray, we don't pray on the ground or the floor directly. We have to put like a tissue. Yani they said it's not yani something we can fight over it. We believe, we have the same belief. And with these kind of tricks, they were able to spread their ideas among Muslims, and gradually, step by step, so many people find themselves, they are in the middle of tashayyur, in the middle of the Shia's belief, without noticing. And sometimes when somebody gets into something, it's very hard for him to get out, Also, a lot of Muslims, they don't really know what is the religion is. Most of Ahl-Sunnah, so many of Ahl-Sunnah, they don't know the religion right. So they might, there is a lot of ignorant people, and they are the target of the Shia. The ignorant Sunnah, they are the target of the Shia. And the Shia has a lot of doubts. They raised a lot of doubts. And these doubts, they took it from the history, or the book of the history, and they raise it, and whoever not aware of their doubts, he might think, oh, that's right. That makes sense. Or why this happened about the Sahaba, about the Prophet ﷺ companions, even about the Prophet ﷺ's families. If the Muslim himself not educated and he doesn't protect himself from their doubts by having foundations and principles that Sahaba, all of them are trustworthy. If he doesn't have this, a solid foundation, if they bring any doubts, he might be confused when they raise their doubts. Also, as I told you, there is today countries supporting the Shia's ideologies, and there is organizations, there is a lot of organizations, there is channels, radio stations, all kind of media try to support the Shia's idea. I gave a lot of example, I believe, yesterday. Today we'll talk about this group of Shia in details. It's called Ash-Shi'atul Imamiyyah. Al-Imamiyyah. It has several names. One of their names is Al-Imamiyyah. And they've been called Al-Imamiyyah. The word Al-Imamiyyah comes from the word Imam. Imam. The Imam, he is the Khalifa, or the person who lead the Muslims. The Imam is the person who lead the Muslims. They've been called Imamiyyah because they believe that the Imamah, the concept of Imamah, the concept of having, or the idea of having an Imam as a leader for the Muslims, it is the most important issue or principle in our belief as Muslims. That's what they believe. قيل بأنهم الإمامية لأنهم يعتقدون أن الإمامة أهم مطالب الديانة. أهم مطالب الديانة. They said, if you don't know your Imam, you are not Muslim. You are not Muslim. So the Imam is the most, or the most important pillar of Islam in their belief or in their mind. Therefore, they call themselves Imamiyyah, because we believe in Imam. We cannot live without Imam. Also, they've been called Imam because they believe that the Imams of Muslims, the leaders of Muslims, they are been appointed by Allah already. So they call themselves Imam because they said, we belong to these Imams, so our names is Imamiyyah. Also, they call themselves, or they've been giving this title, Al-Ithna Ashriyah. It means the 12. Because they believe in 12 Imam. They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed